Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Boomer and Geo, Coney Alive, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Very rainy, cloudy shot from CBS Sports Network right now on this Wednesday morning. But you feel like if you're a Knicks fan that the sun is shining every single day, especially after that performance last night at the Garden. The place was completely nuts. You could feel it through the television. If you're lucky enough to be there, it's another one of those games that you are not going to forget in this playoff run for a different reason. Obviously, it wasn't the best game as far as competitively, but the fact that the Knicks dominated. And you remember you said yesterday, it's like, wouldn't it be nice if the Knicks had a 20-point win or a 25-point win? You wouldn't have to worry about it in the fourth quarter. Well, that's exactly what happened, is they ended up winning by 30, and you felt comfortable in the fourth quarter that the game was over.
And you take your starters out. You got a two-day break now. You don't play until Friday. I mean, I think that really does work in the Knicks' favor. Personally, I think that with the short bench and everything else, you know, a couple and one extra day rest, another 24 hours is a good thing for them. You know that the Pacers should probably shoot well at home. The Knicks had a chance to win in game three. That gives me kind of confidence that they have a chance here to win game six on Friday night. And I can't think of a better thing to do Friday night than watch a Knicks basketball game.
Sure. And that's going to probably, I would assume, if the Celtics win tonight, will be 8 o'clock. It's not going to be a late 9 o'clock game because there's not going to be another game played that night early. So 8 o'clock would be the latest on Friday night. Now, you got a little bit of an update on Anunoby from Chris Haynes last night on TNT. He's out of the pool now. He was only doing pool work prior to yesterday, I guess, and he is doing all the work that he has to behind the scenes. We understand that. He's going to put in all the rehab work, but I still would be shocked, even with a full day off today, a full day off Thursday, and then all of Friday leading into the game, if we saw him in game six.
It does not do any good to put anybody out there that's not 100% right now.
Well, is he going to be, though, with a hamstring?
But especially when it comes to a hamstring, it's just he could re-injure it again. He'll get in the way. He won't be the same player that he was if he's not healthy. I always tell you this.
Yeah.
And I know that everybody's playing with a little something. Everybody's got an issue. But a hamstring's a big deal for a basketball player. It's a big deal for, you know, any player for that matter. But you don't want to put somebody out there that's, you know, 85%. That's for sure. Number one, I don't think it's needed. And, you know, for Jalen Brunson, it might have been a different story because he's the guy that's controlling everything.
I mean, it might not be needed to win one more game in this series, but it would definitely be needed if they move on.
Well, that's the point I'm making. Like, yeah. You want to just save him and just keep rehabbing. I know he is probably miserable that he can't be a part of this because he was such a big part of this. And he was one of the reasons why we had so much confidence going into this game is that he was back and he was being Anunoby.
Sure.
So, and he was hitting some key threes, and I didn't realize he was as good a shooter as he was, or is, I should say. But I wouldn't expect him back, and leave it up to this lunch pail group of guys. That is just, I mean, my God, the effort is so, like, I don't know, satisfying to watch. I can't explain it to you. I basically stopped watching the Knicks for about like 15 years. I couldn't watch them.
They were terrible, and they were winning 17 games on some of these series, and you're hoping that they'd get a top three pick in the lottery. I remember going to a crystal shop to get crystals, so hopefully they won the lottery to get Zion Williamson. I mean, I remember the Evan Roberts podcast when he was filming himself when the Knicks did not get the number one pick in the Zion Williamson draft, and they ended up with R.J. Barrett, and he was sitting there going, yes, 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 and just hating on the Knicks at that point.
There's nothing worse than a front office that is in turmoil, and you have inexperienced people in spots that they shouldn't be in, hiring people that they shouldn't be hiring, and then signing people that they shouldn't be signing because, you know, I know it's entertainment, but really at the end of the day, all we want as fans from our teams is that they win. And we want to get behind the players, and we want to appreciate the players that are wearing either the sweaters or the jerseys, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, I'll say for years and years and years, the Yankees have always been that. You know, they've always spent the money. They've always gone out and got the guy. They've always kept themselves relevant. They very rarely ever have a high draft pick. I mean, and it's just a constant churning of trying to figure out how to win and spending money to do so. Finally, the Knicks have got stability in the front office, and they have made some incredible decisions on some of these second-tier players who are now giving you first-tier effort and performance.
So Stephen Bondi of the Post says if the Celtics wrap up the series tonight up 3-1, then the Knicks will tip off at 8:30 on Friday. If the Cavaliers extend the series, it'll be 6 p.m. on Friday. But back to that point about the way that the team was built. So for many years, when the Knicks were down, it was about finding that superstar. Now, you can go all the way back to the LeBron James offseason, the first one in 2010, the decision where he decided to go to the Miami Heat. That whole deal, the Knicks were in on him. The courting of it was embarrassing. And they eventually end up a couple years later with Carmelo Anthony, and they ended up with Amari Stoudemire in that offseason. It was just chasing stars. It was chasing stars. And after that, every star that you thought was available would be attached to the Knicks, but no one ever wanted to come to the Knicks. And then the Knicks were missing out on guys in the draft, and they weren't getting the number one overall pick, and the guys that they were ending up with weren't panning out. And it was just like, oh, maybe you can get Kawhi Leonard. Maybe you can get Kyrie Irving. Maybe you can get Kevin Durant. It was just, maybe you'll get LeBron again the second
time.
Come on,
LeBron.
Maybe you'll get all these guys. But the team that brought us back here was with none of that. None of that. It was identifying Jalen Brunson as someone who could be the superstar and signing him to one of the best free agent contracts ever. It was finding someone like Isaiah Hartenstein, who was not supposed to be this good, not supposed to get this many minutes, being a huge part of the team. It was trading for Josh Hart at the trade deadline, who has never been this good. It was bringing in DiVincenzo, a winning player on multiple teams, to be another part of this heart and soul. I mean, it was just...
And trading away quickly and Barrett for Ananobi and Achiuwa.
Right. And giving up on homegrown guys that the fan base did like.
And keeping McBride.
Yes. I mean, it's just so all of these paths that we thought would bring the Knicks back to relevancy, the one that no one ever expected is the one that brought them back there, which is the building of this team and the way that it was built.
Well, it's like I said many, 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 many years ago. Since the Knicks were signing all of Leon Rose's, all of his clients, why not just give him the GM spot?
Sure.
And they gave it to him, and, you know, he has not been available to the press at all, which I don't like. I wish he would be more available to the general press as opposed to just Mike Breen asking him softball questions, because Mike Breen works for MSG.
That's right.
You know, it's to protect these guys that way is, I mean, I think the fans want to really know what he's thinking, but I guess he's decided that, you know what, we're not getting involved in it because, you know, this team has been so bad for so long and so mismanaged for so long that maybe if we don't talk to the media and we just do our job and we win and we bring the right type of people in here, we'll see it, a reflection of that in our fans. And I think that's exactly what you've seen the last 2 years.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's taken the Glenn Sather route of never speaking. And there was that one off season. This is the time he should be talking, you know, after the season that they've had and the season that they were having. Like, this is the time you want to get out in front of everybody because you're not going to be asked a ton of questions. But the one time where I really questioned him and was worried about the direction of the franchise was the off season where they missed the playoffs and they had signed Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier and it just blew up in their face. And they're in this off season and Mike Breen's asking him questions and he's really does not sound good. He was not concise. He wasn't saying things that made sense. He was stumbling over words. He seemed nervous. And I said, oh God, like this is another guy that is going to run this franchise deeper into the ground. And then all he did after that interview and that offseason was go out and get Jalen Brunson and everything changed.
Yeah, I think he also didn't realize like what was going to be available in the future. And it's hard to talk about with these GMs, no matter what sport you talk about, who's going to be available? Who do you think somebody's going to want to move? You know, did you know that Toronto was going to trade Ananobi and Achiuwa to you for Barrett and Quickly at that time when he's given that interview? Probably not. You know, does he know that that Jalen Brunson was going to be available? I mean, all these different things that go on in the lives of all of these men that actually build these teams that they can't answer it, you know, accurately in the moment. You have to wait for things to happen and to unfold to see who is available. And I got to tell you, you know, this group of guys that they put together here, they have struck gold, especially, you know, when you think about this is the second team that's supposed to come off the bench.
Most of them. I mean,
yeah, all of them.
Well, not Jalen Brunson.
But well, yeah, except for him.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Hartenstein started for a lot of the year, but he wasn't brought in.
He wasn't thought about. They had 22-minute second, you know, team guy, energy guy.
Yeah,
just like Josh Hart, energy guy, second team guy. Bring him off the bench. Same thing with Deuce McBride.
Yeah,
you could say the same thing about DiVincenzo too, if you want.
Let's go to Pete out in Babylon. What's going on, Pete?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing? All right,
Pete. What's happening?
Listen, can we just talk about John Starks? The guy is out of control. He reminds me when I was in college running around opening day with the Mets with my shirt off, wasted. I mean, like, he's on the court. He's grabbing TJ McConnell. He's standing up. He's talking smack to all the players. Like, is it me or does it just seem like it's enough already? Like,
yeah, it's funny when you mention it, Pete. So, like, at first, I absolutely loved it because I was a huge John Starks fan, as every Knicks fan was, and the fact that we had this connection to the 90s and he's there at every game and he's into it and it feels like he's a part of the team. I liked it at first, but I will agree that it's gotten to the point now where he's under the basket. He's essentially stepping on the court three or four times a game and he's getting in the faces of the players to the point where, like, I'm afraid that it's going to cause something that's going to end up hurting the team. So, like, there's a way that he could be that passionate and that into it and be John Starks, the cheerleader now, that doesn't take it as far as he's taking it. So I do agree.
And he grabbed TJ McConnell on the court last night. Like, he touched him and grabbed him. That would infuriate me as a visiting player, but the Knicks got to do something with this guy. Like, I don't know if he's half in the bag. But either way,
he may be. I don't know.
You know what he's reflecting? He's reflecting all of our feelings since he last touched a basketball.
Right, right. It's true. But, I mean, you have to calm down your emotions. I mean, you're the perfect guy to ask about this. Football's as intense of a game as there's ever been. But when you're standing on the sidelines of a football game and you're rooting for a team that you want to win, you're not out on the field grabbing opponents by the face mask and talking to them,
oh,
are you?
Oh, hell no. Hell
right.
No. I'm not going anywhere near those guys.
But, I mean, that's the thing.
I want to keep my fingernails. I want to be able to, you know, back away.
But, like, you have
play
to
golf.
We know that the competitive juices flow in you and everybody who was a professional athlete that played at a high level and had success. But John Starks can't keep his emotions together. Like, he's not the only guy that there's a million former Knicks that are at these games. You know, Marbury and Starks and LJ.
Marbury's getting into it.
I mean, he's getting into it, but he's not
He's actually watching a real point guard. actually elevate everybody else.
And trust me, I love John Starks, but it's a little too
he
much.
Has, now. We haven't had this much excitement around here since Lynn's sanity. You know that.
Sure, yeah. And that was just a
3 weeks.
Exactly. This is like real legitimate winning basketball.
Well, he was legit until like the team turned on him or a couple guys turned on him.
Yeah, but you know.
Stabbed him in the back with a shiv spot.
It was a shiv spot.
Yeah,
100%.
I'm Boomer Esiason. I had Lynn's sanity.
I had Lynn's sanity. Yeah, you see that?
You definitely did. Everybody
Bo Derek
did.
On. She had it too.
Hey, I'm Bo Derek, and I have Lynn's sanity.
Oh, how good does that sound?
That's awesome. Let's go to Matt down in Florida. What's going on, Matt?
Hey guys, good morning. What is up? So pumped up about last night. Awesome game. You know, I just wanted to bring up a point that I feel like it touched upon, but it's not really emphasized about. Not only how good the Knicks are right now, and you know they're poised to go to the finals of the East, but the position they have as far as off the court with the front office, about how they're not in salary cap hell. They have plenty of assets to trade to get a superstar. Like, when you look at Boomer, you'll get this. Like, in hockey, when you see the top-level teams that, you know, continually perform in the playoffs, usually they're in salary cap hell. They're right against the cap. It's not over. They have zero draft capital. So usually they have to end up cutting good players in the offseason to get back in line. But not only are the Knicks great now, but they can go out and get a superstar and get even better. I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, no, you're right. And they have been patient, and they haven't traded away a lot of these picks that they have accumulated. They've sat on them and been able to build a winner without them. But let's and I don't want to get into the offseason because that's just silly. But just to answer the caller's point, you know, Isaiah Hartenstein is going to have to get paid at the end of this year. OG Anunoby is probably going to decline his player option, become a free agent. Jalen Brunson has only one more year left on his deal after this year before he can get paid again. So it's not as if they've got everybody locked down for the next 5 years at a reasonable rate. At some point, these guys, because they're playing so well and have outplayed their contracts to this point, are going to have to get more money. And I don't know if they'll be able to keep all of them. But as it sits here right now in this playoff run, yes, they are set up for long-term success.
Yeah, I would agree. And you just have to know that the Knicks have, I think Anunoby probably has early bird rights or something, so they could probably pay him more than anybody else. I mean, the contracts in the NBA and the contract system and the cap system are impossible to understand.
I mean, yeah, and then you get the draft involved and the assets there and protected picks. I mean, there's no more confusing professional sport in this country when it comes to contract, salary cap, draft than the NBA.
Luxury tax.
I mean, it is just impossible to figure all of it out, but what we do know is there's some expiring contracts coming up. The Knicks do have bird rights with a couple of these guys, Hartenstein included. So that does help them when it comes to the competitive advantage in free agency.
What I would like to see next year, you know, if we're just talking about this for a second, I'd like to see Anunoby back. I'd like to see Hartenstein back without question. And then, you know, you got to figure out what to do with the Mitchell Robinson situation. Do you bring in another center here? And I'd like to see this team be able to play with a healthy Julius Randle. That's what I'd like to see this team really look like.
Yeah, and Anunoby, Randle, and Brunson all together and all healthy was spectacular for the times that we saw it in the regular season. You'd like to see it for an extended period of time. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Kickoff to summer coming up. It'll be a week from Friday, the Friday of Memorial Day weekend on May 24th.
A beautiful woman with big breasts and a low-cut black shirt.
On Ocean Avenue.
We will be taking the shore by storm.
Breasts and why guys love them.
You're talking about my man boobs, maybe, but other than that, I don't think we're going to get
a good firm breast.
Yeah. So we'll be there all day long. 5 a.m. at the warm-up show, 6 a.m. us, 10 a.m. BT and Sal, 2 p.m. Evan and Tiki.
He felt her breast.
Kickoff the summer brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. Plan your vacation at visitnj.org. Boar's Head. Love Boar's Head. Man, I tell you, they made some great sandwiches last year. I'm hoping that Boar's Head shows up with some more delicious sandwiches and we get meat requests. Where's Boar's Head with the, give me your meat request, please. Your meat and cheese request. Boar's Head and, of course, Heineken Silver, the official beer of kickoff to summer.
Would you like, says we are mired in this crappy weather again, would you like a nice extended forecast to next Friday, Thursday and Friday?
Yes, I would.
Thursday, sunny 73.
Oh, baby.
Friday, plenty of sunshine, 73.
All right.
That also perfect. Means, no joke, the low temperature is also 51 when we go on a 5.
All right. Well. That's not too bad.
Actually, no, it's going to be clear.
51, as long as it's not windy and misty.
We're across from the ocean. It's going to be breezy.
You know, guys, I got your sweatshirts coming, so don't worry about it.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it's
no, fine. This is a great forecast. That's as good as it can be.
All right. Yeah. I mean, from some of the crap that we've dealt with at that show. I'll take that. I will take. And it'll warm up, right? The sun will be up around 6 9. O'clock, whatever. I don't know. It's up pretty early now.
No, it is. 6 o'clock it's up, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so it'll be good. Be nice.
Are we going over to Al's for a charcuterie board or no?
I don't think we're going to
have
time.
No, I don't think we're going to
have time, yeah. I don't think we're having time.
Not if you're going to be in the Middletown Red Bank area for dinner, no.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the logistics of this and where we are, where we're going, car, this, that, the other day.
I got it handled. Don't worry about it.
But I'm going to have to drive most of it.
I did hear on a local radio station down there, they were talking about traffic on Memorial Day weekend, that Friday. They said as long as you're in your car by before 11 a.m., that's your best bet.
To go where?
Home.
Wherever you're going.
Yeah. If you're talking about New Jersey, that's one thing. I have to go all the way up New Jersey.
That's the worst.
All the way out east. I mean, Memorial Day weekend.
That's bad on any Friday.
Right, with all these balloon heads that are going out east for the first time, you know, like, leaving the city and going out there. So that's what's tough about it. But it's okay. It's fine. It's once a year. I just like getting in the car, seeing that, I call a bunch of people. Hey, it's Memorial Day weekend.
If you can get out of there, if you can get to your car by 10 after 10, let's say you schmooze during the show during commercial breaks.
I can't do that. You got to leave. You got to leave some time after the show to talk to people, you know?
Fair enough.
If I'm scooting, you know, choke on my dust at 10 o'clock.
Well, whatever. I figured if you could get out of there quickly, it's not all that crazy from leaving here at 10 o'clock.
I've thought about pretending to be arrested, like having my car like around the corner and then a cop at the end of the show like handcuffs me and puts him in his car and then drives me to my car so I can take out of there. I have an excuse to just go right at the end of the show.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But then everybody would be like talking about, oh my God, is he going to be there on Tuesday? all right, Jerry, let's hear it, man.
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door. You want to hear it, you're going to hear from the Knicks this hour.
Turner missed it. Here comes Hart. Finds Brunson. Brunson spots up for three. Got it. Here come the Knicks. Timeout Pacers.
And that was Brian Anderson.
Outside.
Yes, they
Let's
were.
Let's go, out. Baby. Is he done? They were outside. They were going, baby, because they did win, and they won big. They won by 30, 121-91. Brian Anderson on TNT, 44 for Brunson. And the Knicks holding one of, if not the highest scoring team in the league, the Pacers, to 91 points. Here is Tom Thibodeau. That's back to Knicks basketball.
Because it was a great defensive effort today, so it's in our memory today, but we got to do it all over again. That it won't carry over unless we put the work into it, into the next game.
In terms of how the Knicks did it, along with Brunson's 44, Josh Hart, the double-double, 18 and 11. Miles McBride, 17. Alec Burks off the bench for 18. Lots of contributions. Brunson says no one makes excuses and no one's worried about injuries.
We have the same mindset no matter what. And regardless of how I'm feeling or someone else is feeling, you know, we know what's at stake. We know what we have to do. And we're going to figure it out. And so I don't think that has effect on anything, though.
It certainly hasn't, and it was a great bounce-back game. This was hard.
Came out with great energy. Obviously, we had a really tough game four. Got a bus kick, but we came out with energy. We came out with physicality, and we responded. And I feel like that's what this team does.
We mentioned Miles McBride getting the start and scoring 17, why he is thriving or thrived in the starting role.
I think it's just you know, the impact I try to make on both ends of the floor. Come out there with a mentality that, you know, defense first, and then whatever comes on offense, you know, I'm a great scorer, but defense first.
And certainly showed it in flashes. And defense first, he had Halliburton at times, and Halliburton did next to nothing. As a matter of fact, he didn't even shoot it all that much. He knows he needs to do a lot more going forward.
Yeah, I just got to do a better job of being aggressive. I think we go back to game one. I said the same thing after game one. It's more on me than it is on what anybody else is doing. So, you know, I'll fix that next game.
Game six will be Friday night in Indiana, where the Knicks can close it out. If they can win that game, they would win 4-2. The Nuggets are a win away from moving on. They beat the T-Wolves 112-97, 40 for Nikola Jokic, who really was unstoppable. This was his head coach, Michael Malone.
Nikola was named MVP after that game two loss. And I think the last three games, three consecutive wins, he's shown everybody, you know, why he is arguably, you know, one of the best players to play this game.
He's pretty damn good. Here was T-Wolves head coach. Yeah.
You know what's interesting about him is everything you hear from him after the game, everything that he indicates with his body language, is that he's not really all that interested in whether or not they win or lose. But he is so much better than everybody, and when the biggest moments come up, he's the best player. Mm. Which is, I've never seen anybody like that. Like, generally, you see these guys that are assassins. Like, you know, everybody compares, you know, Jordan and Kobe and LeBron in these moments. This guy, I mean, when Jamal Murray hit that half-court shot, he just comes out, he's like,
"Hair." Yeah, I did not celebrate with him. I wanted rest, so I walked to the locker room.
Like, what?
Yep.
So, like, you're thinking, like, maybe at some point he's just going to stop playing because he wants to go home or something, but it's never the case. Like, right. when he's needed the most, he becomes the most dominant player, and he doesn't seem interested in winning, which is unique.
Yeah, not only did he have the 40 points, he had 13 assists.
He's just incredible.
You know what? I've had a problem with my earpiece here.
Yeah.
And now I got to wear these stupid headcans.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Right.
Yeah. You're like Boomer the radio star now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Can't stand it.
Yeah, you with headphones on makes it look like you've got an issue.
Right.
Like something went wrong.
And I do have an issue.
Like it's not natural. You know, like, yeah. Oh, this man.
It looks odd.
It's like, you know, when Dan Marino said to Al, "Hey, little buddy." Like, that's kind of what I want to say to you right now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you okay, little buddy?
It's kind of interesting hearing you guys in stereo.
Oh, yeah. Because yeah. Usually I have just the one earpiece.
That's right. Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. But you could do what I do. I only use one here. Keep the other one off.
I'm fine.
It's okay. Just Yankees. Weird. Yankees.
Not used to wearing.
You're going to hear Emmanuel Babari in stereo now.
Oh.
If you're ready for these sounds.
Volpe drives it into left center field towards the gap. Sinking. Base hit right in front of the left fielder, Martin. Here comes Torres. He easily scores. Volpe up to second with a slide. Wells to third on an RBI double for Anthony Volpe. And the Yankees grab a 2-1 second inning lead.
Yes. Not to talk baseball strategy here, but yeah. Where the hell was that left fielder playing?
The third row.
Oh, my God.
I know. That ball hung up, and you would have thought would have been an easy play, and he comes sprinting over like he was 100 feet away.
Yeah.
Yankees did beat the Twins 5-1. That was Emmanuel Babari on the fan. Giancarlo Stanton homered. Alex Verdugo, a two-run double. Here was Stanton. Team did a great job all around. This was on Yes postgame.
Yeah, everyone's on base tonight. That's huge. That's just pressure on their pitchers and pressure every inning, and it's important.
Carlos Rodon.
Sit on your own face.
Carlos Rodon, the win. He allowed one run over six, but says, man, we played well.
I got to give it up to my teammates for, I mean, really good defense out there today. I mean, some hard balls hit, and they made a lot of plays and scored some runs, and we won the game. That's what's important.
Yep, they've won a lot of games. They're now 28-15. We look 13 games over 500. Series continues tonight. Marcus Stroman, the start for the Bombers. First pitch on the fan at 7:40. The Mets got shut out by the Phillies 4-0. They're in Philadelphia tonight. Aaron Rodgers talked.
He did, to Tucker Carlson.
He was, yes, he was with Tucker Carlson on Twitter.
In Tucker's cabin.
And that's, yes, they sat down at his dining room table to do this interview.
Which they had dinner at the night before, I guess.
Yep.
Were they doing Zins together? Tucker Carlson's a big Zin guy.
I'm not sure. I know Aaron did talk about the all the herbs he smokes and the weed and all that stuff and, you know, food for his body. And they did discuss that.
He smokes
that
other herbs than weed? Like,
well, I don't
rosemary?
Know. Rosemary? He talked about using herbs and weed and things like that for his health.
Okay.
Like stuff like that. So a couple things here. I'm desperate. Here he was talking about looking back. There's a couple things here on the two presidents, Trump and Biden.
Okay.
This one is where he's talking about how Trump ultimately failed his first time around.
I think there's a lot of red-blooded Americans. People are like, how can Trump have such support? Well, people are fed up with it. And he speaks the rhetoric of, like, taking back, you know, making America great again and stuff. My thing is, he had 4 years to do it and didn't drain the swamp. And whether he just got scared because of what he learned when he was in there, I think is very plausible.
Very plausible is what he says there. Here, as he is continuing to talk politics, talks about the VP stuff from 2 months ago that we all got caught up in.
That's why I was interested when Bobby came to me and said, would you think about being my running mate? And I said, are you serious? I'm a football player. But I love this country, and I'd love to be a part of bringing it back to what she used to be. There's a great...
Did you think about it?
Oh, yeah, I thought about it.
He thought about it, but ultimately said no. I left this clip. This is 29 seconds because I don't want to just play the isolated 10 seconds.
Okay.
That's out there with zero context. So this is 29 seconds. He wraps up. He was talking about something about, again, taking the proper, having the proper nutrition for his body and all different things. And then he turns the conversation to Carlson about his interview with Vladimir Putin. So okay. This is the 29 seconds that I want to play the whole thing.
Putin came off as an interesting, thoughtful, smart individual. And if you've read 1984, you know the base game plan of government control is you have to have an enemy and you have to slander that enemy regardless if you know anything about him. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, Putin apologists are like, whitewashing all the stuff that he's done to the different people. And I was just like, no, I'd love to see Joe Biden give an interview where he can speak on the history of the United States in the same way that Putin talked about the history of his country.
So, wow. I think that's the clip that's got some headlines.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So that's why I don't want to play the whole thing. I didn't want to clip it up and...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I want to watch this whole thing and kind of get those...
Two and a half hours.
It's 2.5 hours.
2 hours, 15 minutes? Yeah, something.
Yeah, I watched the first 45 minutes. I got to go back and watch the rest of it.
Here he is talking about how some...
I will say this. He does come across in this whole... The 45 minutes that I watched anyway, he does come across thoughtful.
Oh, yeah.
He comes across bright. You may not like some of the things that he says or some of the things that he talks about, like Vladimir Putin.
Putin!
Right. But he does come across very thoughtful and very bright. I will say that.
I'd never heard this. That's why I'm playing this. He says some people, let me rephrase that. He is suggesting that some people that got the COVID vaccine got the vaccine and others did not.
We also know there was many batches that were super toxic and deadly and many batches that were perhaps saline and didn't cause any adverse effects. But the interesting thing around vaccines...
Can I ask you to pause? So do you think that the drug makers knew that they were giving out saline vaccines?
Oh, I mean, that's a pure conjecture.
Okay.
What?
Eddie, I don't know. That's why I'm leaving these long. I'm not cutting
what
them.
What he's claiming, and what there have been claims that the manufacturers have put out saline as part of the vaccination batches that they were shipping.
And he went on.
Some people are claiming that they got nothing but saline, while other people are saying that they got infected or had myocarditis because of taking a vaccine.
And he went on to say, to support those claims, there's no way they could have churned out as many batches as they did if some of them weren't saline. That's what he was saying.
Right.
So I have no idea. I'm just playing the clips.
Yep.
And then this last one, remember the whole thing with Epstein and Jimmy Kimmel?
Of course. So How can we forget?
So now we get back to Jeffrey Epstein, and this is where the two are saying that he indeed was murdered in prison.
Jeffrey Epstein had the goods on everybody. So there were a lot of people that didn't want him to be alive. And then the whole, you know, wild story around, you know, multiple people being asleep and, you know, him not being watched at the time is real convenient. And I just don't believe in that many coincidences.
No. He was murdered in federal detention in Manhattan.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
Aaron,
I went from like, this being a distraction for the Jets and like going on here, does another interview, to like loving every second of it, because it's just so, like, there's just so many different things that he's just throwing out there.
Everything.
And I'm just picturing like Florham Park every time that he says something, like just Joe Douglas going, oh, Jesus Christ.
I just went football games.
Like, he's like someone walking in a, Coach, hey Rob, do you see this whole thing? Aaron said that the Clintons killed JFK. See this? I'll leave it for you on your desk when you get to it. I know you got some scouting to do. It's just great. And like, I know he did some stuff and like kind of put some of this stuff out there when he was in Green Bay, but it's when he became a Jet that he just was like, bah! Everything that was in him, he just vomited out of every conspiracy theory he's ever had. And it's just another one of these Jet things. It's just incredible. You think you get a Hall of Fame quarterback, but instead you get Alex Jones 2.0. It's amazing.
Do you think that there's, you know how they have the clips every day about what's said about the team?
Yeah.
Do you think someone put these quotes and gave it to Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh?
Putin came off as an interesting, thoughtful, smart individual.
Well, we got this thing about Garrett Wilson working at a soup kitchen. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's this one here, too, if you want to read it, Joe. Whole thing, Rogers loves Putin.
By the way, speaking of the Jets, I'm hearing week five, Vikings and Jets in London.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Everybody's hearing it now because Adam Schefter put it out there. October 6th, Jets Vikings at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and they're not the only New York team that will be playing overseas.
Oh, the Giants, huh?
Yes, you've got
Jaguars.
Worse.
Oh God!
I mean, I don't.
Worse?
Even, like, yeah, I think I would rather
Giants, Cardinals,
Panthers. Giants, Panthers in Munich.
Oh. That's terrible.
Wow. I just like the schedule maker.
That could be a win for the Giants.
I guess. Come on. I don't know. Munich, the Giants and Munich.
What are the you got times on those kickoff times?
Yeah.
Probably 9:30, right?
9:30.
Every one of these is 9:30. Well, except for the one in Brazil. So
Panthers.
So we're playing in London, Coach. You got that? And I guess there's, I guess Aaron's having lunch with Kim Jong Un. I don't know if you want to. Is that it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough Studio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the
energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, not surprising that the Jets would be playing in London.
Well, given, Woody Johnson.
Yeah, especially if Donald Trump does win the election this year. Well, those would be before the election, but
interesting. It'll be October, right?
Yep. Yeah, so it would be interesting going over there with the Jets. And I'm sure that he knows all the hot spots.
The hot spots. I don't know if he knows all the hot spots, but
well,
I'm
the
sure.
hot spots for the, you know, the creme de la creme.
Yeah, the upper echelon, the elite.
Yes.
It's interesting. I already got an invite from our buddy Brandon Tierney to go to Jets Vikings in London because he's got that Jets travel company that he works with. That's going over there.
Nice.
And I did say, probably doubtful for me, but I would rather go to London than MetLife Stadium.
That let me
would
ask you this question.
A little bit easier for me.
Do you think Winners Brothers is going to be tailgating outside of Wembley?
Yeah.
Or Tottenham? Where are they playing? Tottenham
Hotspur Stadium.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah.
They have a whole thing. They'll just dump some garbage in front of Big Ben. That's what the Winners Brothers are going to do over there. Yeah, why not, man? Yeah,
why not is right.
Will you
be giving a chalk talk over there, Boomer?
Maybe. You never know.
DeWalt and the Jets.
I told you, Christopher Johnson sent me one of the nicest texts after it was announced that I was no longer going to be with CBS Sports.
Okay.
Yeah, he sent me a great text.
That's
actually
awesome.
I really appreciated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. It was 22 wonderful years. I really enjoyed it.
Did he say, gonna miss you, Phil, at the end of it? Or?
No, he didn't say that. Of course not. No.
All right. Well, yeah, so there you have it. The Giants and the Panthers in Munich. I mean, even license plate guy doesn't want to go to that one.
I'll tell you what, Munich's a beautiful city. Listen, go for a week and enjoy the game and enjoy Munich.
And I think that stadium is like the sphere, the outside of it, I believe.
Well, they played that Patriot game out there last year, didn't they?
Now, where they called Bayern Munich soccer team plays or whatever?
Yeah. Best team in Bundesliga.
Bundesliga. Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich, yeah.
I mean, there's so much going on. The soccer people I give credit to because like guys like Gallo and Youssef, they know all of the leagues and the relegation and who's where and what and friendlies, and it's just very, very difficult.
Alliance Arena, they call it. So you got five international games this year. Brazil, three in England, and one in Munich.
Okay.
Germany.
Yeah, I mean, none of those. Well,
what
I don't
about
know.
Brazil? You want to go to Brazil?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I did many years ago. I thought that, like, in my 20s, going to that celebration was a carnival.
Yeah.
Would have been, like, a fun thing to do in your 20s.
Okay. Now that you're in your 40s, no more fun for you?
Married and children, no.
You
I don't think
so. Stay
at
the Portly Villager, yeah, do your carnival
so.
There?
Yeah. Because that's really what it's all about now. It's just, like, kind of, especially driving in here 5 days a week, I try to keep my social life within a 2 mile radius.
Okay.
I got the golf course. I got the bar. I got the restaurants. I got the friends. Just right there. I don't need to go any farther than that.
And every weekend, it's Carnival in Sayville.
Yeah. Friendliest town in America. But my wife, she does not agree with that. Gina needs to go. Like, she'll travel anywhere for a restaurant. It drives me crazy. I tell her all the time. Like, so Mother's Day, she wanted to drive 40 minutes north to go to this place. And Mother's Day, you have to do whatever she wants to
do.
Yeah,
no, but which place was it?
It's called Arlo in Northport.
Okay.
Yep.
Was it good?
It's great. It's a great restaurant. And okay. I don't blame her for liking the restaurant. It's just that, like, you bring the kids up there. You drive 40 minutes
up
there.
It's a long day, yeah.
And then they're there, and then all you're trying to do is get done with your meal before your daughter stabs herself in the eye with a fork, you know? And then they give, you know, do you have lemonade? Yes, I have lemonade. They give a two-year-old lemonade in a actual glass, and I'm like, well, we know what's going to happen here, you know? Yeah. Right, and then no matter how much you try for it not to happen, it still happens, and then you got... To the mother-in-law, I know that was going to happen, Jaina. I knew it. I know it's going to have glass everywhere now. She's going to slit her wrist now with the glass all over the place. And Sabrina goes, Daddy, what? I got to poop.
Okay. Oh, boy.
And I'm like, well, and of course, this is a place that has unisex bathrooms on Mother's Day. So now I have to accompany her to go poop in the bathroom. I wish the one time I really wanted like a... You know, men-woman bathroom situation. They didn't have it in this place.
Just remind yourself that there could be a time in your life where she takes you into the bathroom to help you poop.
No, that'll be Summer. Sabrina will not help me with that. I can already tell. Well, Summer's the real... She's the one who will be changing the sheets in the nursing home where Sabrina will be somewhere, like, in California with Aaron Rodgers' kids doing ayahuasca. Okay. If he ever has children.
Yes.
But she loves to travel with these restaurants. There's a place in Huntington, this Farm Italy in Huntington. She's been up there like three times with her friends. I'm like, what, food can't be that good.
I know, maybe there's a good-looking waiter. Bartender.
As my cousin used to say, you take her, you take all of it. The bills, you take all of it. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.